the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations,
to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. Grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a business man. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Get off the set.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me. Look at me. I'm an old man.
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot.
Thank God I still got my hair. October 26th. And what is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course. Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars. This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacity stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts? Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
But all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium was available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here. I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
She's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all. Doc, you're my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What'd you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
If you understand quantum physics, you don't understand quantum physics.
Consciousness, intelligence,
free will, determinism,
black holes, protecting the planet from asteroids,
Heisenberg uncertainty principle,
atoms, ion traps,
nuclear magnetic resonance,
superconductors, photons,
artificial intelligence, machine learning,
past and future, classical physics,
time travel,
I mean the whole thing. I can tell it's going to get very hot as I start speaking, so tell me if I start to look really shiny. Quantum physics puts everything into question.
It defies every intuition you have about the natural world.
Quantum is a very strange regime of physics.
Things can exist in this state of superposition where they can be like ghosting on each other, where they could be this and that at the same time.
Entanglement.
Quantum entanglement.
Two objects, if they're quantum mechanically entangled, are still strongly related to each other, even though they can be a vast distance apart.
There's the notion of the multiverse. There's a whole family of Hartmuths in different states and going through different experiences and different life trajectories.
The famous one is quantum tunneling.
Tunneling.
Tunneling?
Tunneling is the slippage between universes.
For a long time, people thought those effects only existed in the microscopic domain.
Like atoms, electrons, photons.
But really, it's the theory of our universe.
So if you want to build a quantum computer, you want to incorporate those new phenomena into information processing.
Maybe quantum computation is one of those instruments that's going to allow us to see quantum effects at the human scale.
Google and NASA have teamed up to share one of the world's first commercial quantum computers. This machine, made by Canada's D-Wave, will be installed in a NASA research center in California.
This is the inside of one of our dilution refrigerators. All of this infrastructure is to basically operate the chip at a temperature that's two orders of magnitude colder than interstellar space. The processor is a quantum computer.
It uses things called qubits, as well as being either one or a zero. A qubit can also be both at the same time, therefore bringing about a quantum leap in terms of power.
Harnessing principles of reality that are, up until very recently, completely not observable by us is just fascinating in ways that I can't completely articulate.
The overwhelmingly obvious killer app for quantum computation is optimization.
Optimization problems are extremely difficult problems.
Actually, all Google server centers together will not be capable of coming up with the best solution to these optimization problems as they get larger. So now, what is an optimization problem? I'll give you an example. You want to do a trip through South America and you want to visit a number of cities. And then you ask, what is the cheapest ticket I can get to visit, let's say, 20 cities? And you can, of course, different routes and different airlines. And sort of imagine I list all the different options I have for my different routes to travel to these cities.
We currently, as a civilization, we generate vast amounts of data. It could be climate data, genomic data, but it's very difficult to generate useful insights oftentimes from that data.
If you can solve optimization problems better, you have an important resource at your hand.
I think at least it teaches us that we shouldn't be naive about the world, that we shouldn't think about the world as a simple machine. It forces us to consider, you know, more sophisticated notions of how the reality around us is actually shaped.
I can't ask it how long I'll live or the meaning of life. Really, we don't know what the best questions are to ask that computer. That's exactly what we're trying to understand now.
To me, the most important question is, are we alone? And I have a feeling that quantum computers, as they mature, are going to help us answer that question.
This is, of course, a more long-term research endeavor, and there are still tremendous obstacles and big questions. Some of those will be addressed in D-Wave, some will be addressed at NASA, and some at Google.
I wasn't sure I would be able to experiment with a quantum computational device in my lifetime, and now I'm confident that I will be able to.
How amazing it is that we, with our monkey heritage and monkey brains and monkey fingers, have somehow lucked into a brain that allows us to ask legitimate questions about the nature of physical reality. That's so cool.
It's that human risk to go forth into that unknown frontier. Whether it's space exploration or quantum exploration, we do it because we must.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
I can describe the ruckus and I'll tell you exactly what the ruckus is, man. So, today I am protesting the planet. The entire planet. The flat one, the round one, the concave, the convex. I'm protesting our monkey heritage with our monkey fingers and our monkey brains and quantum computing and blah, blah. So, I'm sitting there watching, by the way, you're listening to www.shazizradio.com Mad Science Show. So if you want to join in on the chat, today would be a fun day to do that. Just jump over there to shazizradio.com/superchat.html where you can not only have the pleasure of talking to the Shaziz Radio side of the crew, you can talk to the Awake Radio side as well. So, where was I? I was in the middle of a protest, Thomas. Yeah. I'm protesting it all, man. The planet, the globe, the flat earth, the quantum physics, the monkey brains, the monkey fingers, the monkey heritage, evolution, de-evolution, creationism. I'm protesting it all, man. I got my signs, everything, man. It says, down with quantum physics. Oh, wow. So anyway,
and I'm sure quantum physics has its signs together. So it's got one that says down with Shaziz and up with Shaziz all at once.
Yeah,
so it flickers back and forth.
That's right. It's an apple and it's an orange all in the same go, man.
And a banana.
Yeah. So anyway, I just got too many questions, man. You know, I'm like a NASA protester. I like
questions. Too many questions. You want a shard? Here's a shard.
I sit there and I watched a live stream of NASA's ISS live stream from space, you know, as the Earth is going by. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching the Earth go by and all I'm seeing is clouds and okay, that could be slightly plausible. You know, it's cloudy all over the globe. The entire globe, not just a portion of the globe, but the entire globe. It's all cloudy. No lightning, no cloud motion, no nothing. But that's all right. I could hang with all that. But I was told in science that Earth was spinning one direction or the other at approximately 1,000 miles an hour on its axis. So I'm watching it, and I'm like, look at that curve there. So I block off the curb and I'm watching it. And I'm watching it scroll straight down the screen. Ain't nobody going sideways. Everything's going straight down the screen. So they got a pretty good guidance system on that. It looks like a bunch of hot water heaters duct taped together with some baling wire and stuff. With some solar panels hanging off the side and stuff. So anyway, though, I'm watching it. And next thing I know, I see the same pattern come back by, and I'm like, okay, this ain't... I said, what gives here, man? Thought we was in space on a live feed. Well, then every, like, so many minutes, they have a commercial that plays on there. And, so, whoever's sitting around watching this live feed is supporting NASA via Google and finances and all that kind of stuff for ad revenue. And it's like watching paint dry. You know, wasn't nothing exciting going on. You couldn't see no clouds moving. You couldn't see gaps in the clouds. You couldn't see lightning flashing somewhere on the globe. You couldn't even see when they got on the dark side any lights on the planet. So the whole entire Western Hemisphere must have went dark. But, hey, you know, it's all how you look at it. Because if you use quantum theory, you can justify anything. Like, for me, because I'm looking at it, it's not there, you know. And because I'm skeptical, it's not there. But for the person who's actually watching it and they're looking at it, it is there. You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's like, don't you know that dot, that split deal, remember that experiment where they sent a deal through there, and if you were looking at it, you got a different occurrence than if you weren't looking at it? You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
No, well, they shot a...
I'm getting an echo.
Echo. Well, I'm gone. That's that quantum theory, man. It's two for the pricer, you know. Well, here's the thing, man. If you can use the quantum theory for everything under the sun, then you got an explanation for anything. On the tiny all the way up to the other. See, there's this deal called the Mandela effect going on right now, where they're saying that because people out there using CERN slamming stuff in at like 13 kV or something like that, a lot of voltage. Right, so they're slamming particles into each other and jacking with time and space and causing wormholes and rifts and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, whether it is or it ain't, it doesn't matter, because I'm sitting here watching this doggone thing and I'm waiting for some space junk to fly by or something. You know, anything. I mean, they're in a space station. Surely that view that they got as the Earth is going by, surely it should be a satellite or some space junk. So I'm like, all right, so I know this is bogus as all get out, but why? What's the purpose? I mean, if the space station is actually up there, what is the purpose of faking space when you can put a real live camera on there? And they keep losing their connection all the time, so they must be on Honest Abe's used ISP service. Because it can't seem to keep a live stream going very long. And it's frustrating. Because I was looking at space, man. I was looking at the Earth from space. But I'm like, okay, so let's say hypothetically they really are in space. Why would you not want to show a real live stream on the doggone thing? Unless, maybe, they got so much doggone junk in space they're worried about the environmentalists getting worried and people down there thinking that at any given time you could be hit by a satellite that falls out of the sky. It has a radioactive battery on board. You know, so if they already junked up space like they said they did, you know, because they said there's all kinds of space junk. There's like old screwdrivers and maybe tools that some astronaut might have dropped or whatever. And what are they going, like 25,000 miles an hour or something like that around the globe? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, either way, could you imagine getting hit with a monkey wrench going 25,000 miles an hour? That would be unpleasant, to say the least.
I saw a beryllium monkey wrench.
Yeah! So like that thing comes by, you're sitting out there and you're working on the old Hubble Space Station, you get clocked with a solid beryllium monkey wrench. I've kind of like put it...
While you're in a spacesuit that if it gets a little puncture, you're going to go shooting out of it into a long spaghetti string of putty flesh.
Yeah, like those balloons whenever you blow them up and you let them go. They go all over the house and stuff.
Hmm.
So I'm just asking the tough questions here, you know. You
ever seen the show Outland?
Uh-uh.
It's got Sean Connery in it.
No, what's it about?
It's about mining on one of the moons of Jupiter, but they show their, you know, artistic rendition of what it would be like to basically be decompressed in space, and the guy like swallows up and pops like a balloon full of ketchup.
Oh, crap. Well, you know that movie Total Recall where Arnold Schwarzenegger had that thing that made him look like a different person, and then he starts doing that, like, seizure-looking effect where he's like, his stuff ain't working. He's going, yeah, like that and freaking everybody out. Well, Hillary Clinton did that on TV here a while back. It was creepy as heck. Anyway,
are we going to talk about the canker sore on her tongue?
Oh, man, that's, like, disturbing just thinking about it, man. It's like, maybe CERN did it. Maybe it's a black hole started at her tongue, and that's where all the emails went. I'm just saying, man, I don't know, because, doggone, I'm sitting here watching NASA's live stream, and I want to see something, anything, you know? Maybe, like, a UFO zips into the screen, and I can say to the UFO guys, I saw it, man, I saw it, did y'all see it, you know? And they were even tracking where the doggone thing was, using a Google app to track where the space station was. Oh, we're going over Spain now. And so, as I'm watching them, and they're saying we're going over Spain, we're on the dark side of the planet, and there ain't no lights or nothing from the ground, and I'm saying, well, Spain must be in a blackout too, man. It's like, what happened? So, everywhere they went, where they were supposedly able to see the doggone space station fly over, according to this app, then it was all dark down there. Ain't wasn't nobody's lights on or nothing, man. So I would just, like, run outside on my front porch and wave up at the sky as it comes by, so they can, like, get me on the live stream. What do you think?
Well, wait till I get a much higher powered green laser and let me know when it's going to be overhead.
Yeah. Well, then the doggone NSA probably come and get you, trying to say you tried to shoot down the hot water tanks.
The space station? I doubt it.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure I'm not waving around where there'd be planes flying overhead. It's hard enough landing as it is.
Well, you know those laser light shows where you can, like, spell out words?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, could you do one for me and I'll, like, give you some cash? Or you, like, write NASA sucks with a laser as it comes by? Yeah, so I'll be watching live stream. If I see NASA sucks on the dark side of the planet, then I will know that they're telling the truth. That's all I want to know, man. You know, everybody talks about they want the truth. And that movie says, you can't handle the truth. Well, maybe I can handle the truth. If space is, like, all cluttered up with junk, and y'all done made a mess, but you just don't want to show us the mess because we might get frustrated knowing that at any given moment a satellite the size of a Volkswagen or a bus could, like, crash through our outhouse and, you know, knock Uncle Johnny off the John or whatever, or worse. So, I'm just asking the tough questions, man. If they're up there, that's cool. I mean, I'm not saying that they ain't, but if they are, why do you got to keep on faking up these doggone... Basically, what it was a terrible screensaver with really lousy piano music in the background. And it was worse than watching paint dry. I mean, I had this, like, sick feeling in the back of my neck as I'm, like, sitting here watching this thing. You know, I want to just see, like, the whole thing. The whole truth and nothing but truth. I just want to see all the junk flying by. But whether it be for national security purposes or whatever, they don't show you what's really there, if they're really there. And if they aren't really there, I like that version we were talking about off air, which you said that maybe that thing's floating around with a couple dead astronauts or maybe even cosmonauts, and they don't want anybody to know about it, so they just keep on rolling the screen with whatever footage they did manage to get. So, anyway... You know, NASA, the Never a Straight Answer, or the No Actual Science Association, to get on my nerves because they get a lot of funding to do a lot of stuff, and basically all you get is green screen CGI pictures. Well, man, we supposedly went to Pluto. We got some pretty good pictures from Pluto, right? That's some good technology. That could be used in the alternative energy community. And so I'd like to, you know, talk to NASA, and, you know, we can get together, and their people get with my people, and we can, like, work out some solutions.
You got people?
Yeah, I got people. At least two of them. we can get together, we can share some technology and some ideas and troubleshoot the power grid and resolve some doggone issues for once, you know. And we can even answer the question whether the earth is flat or round. Man, I don't understand this. Back in the old days, you used to be able to triangulate. You could actually still do it. Like, let's say you had this real mouthy guy and he was on a citizen's band radio, you know, the old CB radios. Anyway, you got this guy, he's a rattling off, he's a mouthing, and he's a cursing everybody like a sailor. And you got tired of hearing his lip and told him you better shut up or we're going to come over there and yank your antenna down. Well, and he kept on mouthing and everything, so you get about three guys and they get off in different directions and they'd start triangulating this guy's position by the strength of the signal. And eventually they'd get over to where he's at and the signal
would be so you have a lynch mob, what?
Yeah, and they'd rip his antenna down and maybe rough him up a bit and give him a wedgie and then, you know, he wouldn't be on the radio mouthing off at everybody. So I'm thinking, with everybody's got all these cell phones with GPS and you could actually tell what sea level, height are you off the ground and some mathematics and stuff like that. Why couldn't people like start doing that? You know, they're out there playing Pokemon Go. There's probably a lot of data there that could probably, resolve the issue. Is there a curvature of the earth? Well,
they're
or not?
Too busy using that data so that they can figure out what to sell you, man.
Well, the problem is I ain't got no money to buy what they're selling. Dude?
They're still going to try to keep selling it to you. Go get some credit cards.
Yeah, that's the whole scam, the whole credit scam. Because I had bad credit before I even knew what credit was. And it's easy to do because you can't, if you never went out and bought anything using credit, then you haven't established any credit. So essentially that's the same as bad credit because nobody's going to give you any credit because you haven't proven yourself yet. So how do you prove yourself if you can't get credit to build credit? That's kind of like a job, man. If you go get a job and they say you got to be 23 with 3 years over the road or 25 for insurance purposes, what about the guy who's 21 right out of school? You can't give him a job because he ain't old enough. He ain't proved himself yet. And insurance ain't going to cover him until he's 25.
No class.
Yeah, it's like school on Saturday, man. School on Saturday, no class. So, if it's up there, that's good. But that's pretty impressive, too. But you got some explaining to do, man. You're going to advertise you got a live feed, and then you're going to roll a screensaver with some crummy piano. They don't have to worry about getting copyrighted on that piano music that they were playing, man, because that stuff was terrible. Who's going to say that was theirs? Seriously. I was like, yeah, I want to claim I want to claim copyright infringement on that, because that's me playing the piano. Oh, really? So you're the one that sucks. Oh, man, it's kind of like there was a YouTube channel one time. There's a girl named Rebecca Black that she was like sung this song called Friday, and it was probably like the most hated video on YouTube. It was ridiculous how many people came there just to tell about how they hated that song or something like that. And I actually listened to the song. It really wasn't god-awful or anything like that. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't worth giving her a rash over. That's all I'm saying. But
that's all a matter of opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's that quantum theory again, man. You know, to you it's an apple and to me it's an orange. To quantum theory it's the same thing. So in reality, if you look down at the basic scale of everything, being carbon-based life forms and stuff, the apple and the orange are one and the same. They're made of the same material, just rearranged differently.
Just like the monkey and the human.
Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you one thing's for sure, man. I didn't evolve, man. I ain't no monkey. I have no monkey ancestors. I have no monkey fingers. I have no monkey brain. Now, I know what you're getting ready to say. I got macaque style hair. Nah, macaque's got too nice a hair, right? Anyway, you don't even know what a macaque is, do you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never seen a macaque monkey?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I don't believe they exist.
Well, they may not.
How about that?
Well, hypothetically speaking, according to
Clark... You don't want to hear a toucan?
Yeah, toucan slam. Got a big old beat, man.
Toucan slam.
Yep. That's another thing, Mandela effect, that all that different things that you used to remember, somebody else remembers differently, as if two universes or dimensions collided with each other. But the whole thing is, that's why I'm protesting the whole entire globe, man. I'm protesting it all. Because you can't get a straight answer from nobody. Everybody wants to argue over everything under the sun. And according to quantum theory, that whatever you see, whatever I see, might look different, but they're all the same thing anyway. So, what's the point? You know, an apple's an apple and an orange is an orange. But they're all made up of the same material. Just like the monkeys that evolved from little squiggly things in the primordial soup. Did I say that right? Primordial soup.
I don't know, man. I don't think you could have, because you don't believe in it.
No, I don't, man. Like, because, okay, look. Take a 500-piece puzzle and slap it on the ground as hard as you can. I mean, like, stand on the top of your couch or your refrigerator, throw it off of there, and a big old fist full of clump of puzzle pieces and slam them on the floor. And then get down and sweep them up and do that and count how many times it takes for them all to fall into the same place. Exactly.
Well, if you've got several million years, I suppose you might be able to get it to go right eventually.
So you think that's how it happened? Like, there was mistakes, so that means there
could... Oh, are you going to crucify me for thinking that way?
No, I'm just asking, because...
I don't know, man.
It could explain a lot.
That sounds like a crucifixion about to happen, man.
No, it could explain the macaque, man. Or the chimpanzee, or the orangutan.
I want to know how anybody thinks that there were people hanging around while all this was going on, and not getting hit by the pieces hitting the ground. How'd they survive that, then?
I don't know, man.
If they didn't evolve, then, you know, they just had been there all along, how did they not get modified by it?
I'd say that the planet came first, and then the people were like, poof, pow, you're there, man. How do you like me now? All right? And everything was just fine until everybody...
Well, how do you explain the skeletons of people that are much shorter than... they are now, even though they're all actually descendants of the people that are alive now.
Well, you think they're probably what, midgets back in the day? Is that politically incorrect?
I'm pretty sure, though, if two midgets have kids, the odds on them having a tall kid are pretty slim.
Maybe?
No, not maybe. We can go and do some looking, and you'll find out that you're not going to find hardly any instances like that. We're talking like one in a million or less.
Well, how do you explain the giants, then? There were giant skeletons found, too. How do you explain those?
Well, if you recall, since you're going on biblical standards, there were supposed to be these fallen angels that were actually the parents of the giants.
Yeah?
But the giants were half angel and half human, too. So, yeah. You know, it's... Is a lot of shenanigans going on, man.
Yeah, and they're still going on. Look, yeah. I'm telling you, I know I didn't evolve from a monkey, you know, so maybe simultaneously using quantum physics, it all happened at the same time. Half the population was evolved, and the other half just kind of appeared, you know. And then the aliens came down and, you know, did their shenanigans.
My question is, what does it matter what you evolved from? Whether you evolved from monkeys or you poof just appeared out of nowhere? Does that change who you are at all?
No.
Does it change what you think at all about yourself or the people around you, how you treat people?
No, but see, what it should change is everyone's attitude, like regardless of how you got here. Everyone should like want to ask the tough questions to NASA, like, okay, if we're in space, and how come y'all keep putting this doggone screensaver with this crummy piano music? I mean, it's like riding the elevator for a month, dude.
Man, you're leaping. That was a quantum leap.
Yeah, it was, because in quantum theory, everything's possible. So, that's what I think they did, man. I think quantum mechanics and quantum theory came about for the unexplainable. For if you can't explain it away with normal physics, then you can explain it away with quantum theory and quantum mechanics. Using the D-Wave computer that's changing everything. Whew! Man, I'm telling you, we live in some exciting times. Literally. I see...
I don't know about exciting, maybe excitable.
What do you mean?
Somebody's getting excited.
Well, I'm getting excited. That's why I'm out protesting the planet. I'm protesting it all, man. I'm protesting evolution.
Well, I say if you don't like it, leave it, man.
I'm protesting. I'm trying. I can't get enough hot water heaters welded together with enough doggone junk to build me a rocket to get off this crazy planet. But if some portions of society is right, once I get my rocket built and light the match to get off the planet, I'm going to slam into a dome above the planet. So... Or, I'm going to fly off the flat side and be like falling through space forever. Or, I'm going to get in there and there'll be a vacuum leak and get sucked out the hole.
Well, you got your choice. Either you evolved from monkeys or you evolved from squids. How about that?
Squids?
Giant man-eating squids from outer space that will eventually rise back up out of the oceans when the stars are aligned correctly.
I think that's more plausible. I think we all evolved. That's it. That's my new deal. We all evolved from squids. I got, like, tentacles, and whenever you ain't looking, I'm going to be like one of those Stephen King movies where you walk by and you get snatched up into the attic or something.
The Mist.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's the wrong movie, ain't it?
They're both aquatic, at least.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just, you know, we got all this technology that I can see. And some of these little computers you've been showing me recently, they're like mind-boggling. It's like a cell phone, but it's a computer, you know. And, well, cell phone is a computer, so it's like there's some quantum theory right there, man. It's like an apple is an orange.
Quantum quantified.
We've got every single thing we need to resolve all the issues on this doggone planet, and NASA has to play you a screensaver for hours on end while they do commercials. Eric, let me answer me this question right here. The President of the United States, is he not busy or what? Does he got a lot of time on his hands?
I don't know. I don't keep tabs on him.
Well, have you seen any movies having to do with, like, hacking where the president gets on there and he talks in the movie? The president is actually in trailers for movies, which means he's actually in the movie. And so, when did he have time? Well, maybe he took a day off of golf and went and did a screen deal, you know. It's like, you gotta ask the tough question. If the leader of the free world, the commander-in-chief, is, I just saw one heck of a picture I'll talk about here in a second. If the commander-in-chief is the free leader of the free world and busy running and negotiating the country and peace treaties and trade deals with people, well, does he have time to join in and get into a movie about some group that hacked the...
About a treasiotomy?
Yeah. So anyway, Stephen Gibbons finally found my twin brother, man. There's the picture, and you got to rush over there to shazizradio.com/superchat.html, and you got to see this picture, man, because if that isn't me, I don't know who is. I guess I did evolve, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
That's my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grand-cousin's next-door neighbor's friend who had a dog that bought a chicken from a guy who knew this lady that once shopped at Walmart.
Did they shave the dog's butt and walk it backwards?
Probably. I wouldn't see in quantum theory everything's possible, so I'm not going to doubt it. That's why I say if NASA's up there, then they can just like show.
You're not going to doubt it, then shout it.
Yeah, if NASA's up there, they can just show all the junk flying around and saying what you see right here is not real, man. It's like that. Pay no attention to that junk flying by. I think people would buy it. And since everybody's into drama and excitement and all that, I would think...
it's more like pay no attention to the money that was spent on that junk that's flying by and no longer useful.
Yeah. Are you in the chat room? You need to see this picture.
Not in the chat room.
Alright, I'm going to send you a link.
I am in the chat room. I'm not in the chat room.
I'm going to send you a picture through Skype to look on this. That way you can see to tell me whether or not you see any family resemblance. Alright, there you go. So, is there any family resemblance? No. Alright, where was I?
Heck if I know. Where were you?
I was all over the place, man.
Did you see the ruckus? Can you describe the ruckus?
I not only saw the ruckus, I created the ruckus, man. I'm that.
You started the fire, didn't you?
Yes,
I do it, man.
I am.
It's all Ziz's fault.
I am Dr. Chaos. So I get out there and I ask the question to some NASA groupies one time about, you know, we went to space in 1969, they landed on the moon, what kind of batteries were they using? Boy, you talk about getting in a huff, these guys like got all irate about it, and all I did was ask what kind of batteries they got. You know, I could understand maybe they're a little...
What kind of batteries you got, man?
I got like nickel cadmium and nickel metal hydride and some lithium batteries. I even got some old alkaline batteries.
You know you got some lithium.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's it. We could make money off of, whenever people's lithium batteries go bad, we could, recycle the lithium.
Recycle the lithium and use it to,
mellow everybody out.
Level those attitudes out.
Yeah. Just get everybody.
Here, have some old lithium battery, man.
Yeah, mellow out, man.
It's good for you, man.
How's my driving?
Drink a little milk with it.
Anyway, outside of the fact that I might look like that monkey that Steven popped in there, I don't think I evolved. But all I want is NASA to start showing something that's really in space as opposed... I mean, look, come on. I was showed some basic science, and I've seen different things in science that tells me that there is motion up there. You know, our clouds aren't, like, stationary. And if you're moving at 25,000 miles an hour or something like that around the globe, and you're going in a straight line, but the globe never moves, you're either, A, going right with the actual spin... Which I don't see how that's necessarily possible to be able to go in that much of a straight line. There should be some sort of like motion to one direction.
And you keep talking about orbiting and planets and weight, and I keep hearing all kinds of your mama jokes.
My mama?
Somebody's mama.
Well. If my mom was watching that same live stream, she'd have shut it off after a couple minutes because it's like watching paint dry. If there ain't no junk in space flying by, look, they got to have something in there. And somewhere in the background, it should have been like a satellite, a DirecTV, or what's the other satellite company out there? I can't remember. DirecTV's one of them. Doggone.
Oh, you're talking about Dish Network and DirecTV?
Yeah. And it should be some like Star Wars war going on between DirecTV and Dish, where they're like shooting lasers at each other's satellites to try to run each other out of business.
Man, you're killing me.
I'm just saying.
Someone's going to have to arrest you for killing me, man.
part of the planet says the Earth is flat, part of it says it's convex, it's concave, it's round, it's spherical, we're in space, we ain't in space, aliens have been here, they haven't been here, shoot, and it just goes on and on and on. It's talking about, like, it's just quantum theory on crack. Quantum mechanics on crack. Everybody's running around.
Quantum mechanics on crack.
Yeah.
Who's crack?
This isn't really crack. This is tobacco, man. Of the wacky brunch.
This is pistachios.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, and that tapioca pudding. Some people like that.
Quack, 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 quack.
So all I'm saying, I just want everybody to stop the shenanigans and just tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, no matter what. I mean, the folks that say you can't handle the truth, I'd rather know that there is aliens as opposed to just guessing about it all the time and being surprised by one, you know? Or if space is so junked up, or if we're inside of a dome, there are all these doomsday scenarios and all the conspiracy theories have a common denominator. We can't tell the people because the people will go nuts and riot. So if suddenly we find out we're underneath a dome and everybody's saying, like, I want out. How many people do you think would actually say, I want out? Some people would be like, oh, so what? At least we know we're not going to get hit by a rock from space. Unless NASA drops it from the hot water tank. It's 2016. Shouldn't we have a few... Look at this stealth bomber, man. That's a nice-looking ship. It's got some style to it. It's got some class. I mean, it looks futuristic. It's cool.
Class?
Yeah.
So it's not Saturday?
No, not on the stealth. It's like Monday through Friday on the stealth. But you gotta admit, it's got artistic to it. It's loud as all get out.
You don't have to admit things, so I don't have to admit nothing either.
Okay, what do you want me to admit? Give me one.
Get back in your soup.
Back in my soup, my primordial soup.
Yeah.
But that's another thing, man. Okay, if it was a soup, who made the soup initially? Was it just an accident?
Nobody knows. Nobody was there, man.
Nobody knows. That's the whole key, man. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. And you don't... If there was somebody that made the soup, how did they make it?
That's right. Was it like...
It could have been something you don't want to see. You don't want to know. Like, oh, no, man.
Yeah, there are some
things... This one is from God pee? Ew.
There are some things such as hot dogs and bologna and spam that you don't want to know where it came from.
Yeah, exactly. Never, never, ever, ever rub your fingers across the piece of a bologna.
It's great.
Do not drag your fingers over a piece of bologna. If you eat bologna, you will never eat another piece.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't even want to think about it. And that's probably...
There you go.
Why 99.9999999 and 1/3 of the people on this planet probably just don't care what they eat. They don't want to know.
You know, they used to have eyes.
They don't want to know whether or not the planet is flat, round, or globe, as long as the Pokemon Go game is still in play and the PlayStation still fires up when they want. And for those who like watching paint dry, they can just jump on NASA's website and watch the live stream. It's that simple. So for everybody,
but if it's that boring too, just imagine how boring it is for the astronaut. I imagine bouncing around in zero G. The newness wears off it pretty quickly, and it gets pretty boring.
Well, yeah. My thing is this. Alright, I'm flying through space in the equivalence of either a combination of a coffee can / a 50-gallon steel drum or and or some old hot water tanks, or maybe even something as large as a old fuel tank. I'm flying around the globe, right? I'm circling the globe in this thing, and I got my satellites dishes out there, and I got my big old solar panels off the side of it, and so I look like this big giant tank with a fly swatter stuck in several different directions off of it with antennas and such, right? Well, as I'm flying around, at the same time I'm flying around, there's other people sending satellites up into space, and there's other junk up there, and things collide into each other, and meteorites or micrometeorites. At any time, something could come blasting through the side of that doggone coffee can, or steel drum, or whatever, and knock me upside the beak, man. And then suck me out and doggone into space. So, how has it been up there this long without any kind of controversy? Like a, what was that wrench you talked about it was made of earlier?
Beryllium.
Beryllium. So, I'm sitting here in my space station, I'm playing Pokemon Go in the space station, and next thing you know, a monkey wrench made out of beryllium comes flying through the doggone side of the hull and busts my iPhone in half. And now I'm ticked off, man. It's war. So, it doesn't look very impressive enough to be in space if space is as brutal as they talk about. But we have to give them the benefit of the doubt, because they are NASA after all, man. They're a government agency, and we always know that you can trust your government. Alright, well, so I jump on there, I watch the live stream, I see the same pattern repeat itself, and I question that, and I get absolutely no answer, and I can actually watch as the bots go in there and say, oh, well, this is amazing. Look, we're going over Spain right now. And then I say something like, well, is Spain having a blackout down here on Earth right now or something? There ain't no spotlights going on or forest fires or anything? Anything more exciting than watching paint dry? You know what I mean?
My statement is, I'm sorry, science isn't anywhere near as exciting as science fiction.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about that.
Well, we could actually
find... When's the last time you picked up a laser pointer from your local convenience store or something you picked up on eBay or whatever, press the little button and see the beam in at the same time here, a little... an explosion when it hit the other side. It didn't happen.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that, you know. So, if there's no sound in space, then nobody can hear you yell in space, and so even if the astronauts...
No, I'm talking about in your living room. In your living room. In the air in your living room. Still no...
Yeah.
No sound. No explosion.
We could fix that with some piezoelectrics. I'm serious. We could actually, like at the end of it, have a laser detecting diode that would make a nice nifty sound like Star Wars whenever the lightsabers are going bzzz, 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 like that. That would make it more exciting, wouldn't it? Laser pinpointers with explosion sounds on it, where like you shoot your buddy with a laser gun and he like doesn't really blow up, but it sounds like he did.
I guess. Echo!
Echo. I'm just asking, man. Just, you got a macaque monkey in the back?
No, it's a cat. She is mad, too, man. I think she's hearing you.
Oh, cool. Hi, kitty kitty. How's it going? What you think about NASA? Want to join the protest?
Jumping into the room, closing the door real quick before she jumps in here. Knocks everything over.
All right, well, you can only hear... remember the whole Negative Nancy comments we were talking about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
You can only hear so much negativity in life before you start to crack up. And potentially, maybe this is the case, that I'm actually cracking up. Because...
Potentially?
Yeah, it could be the case. Of course, quantum theory would say I might be the most sanest person on the planet because I'm posing this question. There is a monkey version of me, and there is a human version of me. So it was all right, man. There, in quantum theory, you can explain away the unexplainable because nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
It's
the troubles I've seen. Oh.
So these D-Wave computers, maybe I have my full understanding.
Did you say Tasty Wave?
Well, it could be Tasty Wave, according to Mandela Effect. It might have been D-Wave yesterday. Today it's Tasty Wave.
Tasty Waves.
Anyway, according to those computers, they got all kinds of possibilities they can calculate. You know, put one deal in and come out with multiple results and stuff, and be able to resolve some issues and stuff. But, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Snively Whiplash is, still got his hand in the cookie jar. And NASA's still showing us a bunch of green screen technology and CGI photos. I just want to see what's really on the moon. That ought to be possible. You could send a drone and an iPhone to the moon, to the landing site, and resolve that conspiracy overnight. Bam, it's done deal. Okay, now everybody shut up about that. Let's go to the next one. All right?
Who's going to pay for that?
We're paying for it already.
Are we?
Yeah, all these billions.
Say it costs one like $1 million to send a pound of material into orbit?
All right, well, how many billions has NASA gotten already? Right.
Well, they already sent the stuff up there. Now you're asking them to send more to prove it.
Well, that makes it even easier because now all they got to do is throw it out of the window of the space shuttle towards the moon.
I don't think that works that way.
Well, how come that one lady?
If only.
How come that one lady in that movie Gravity was falling towards Earth, man?
Here we go with the science fiction, everybody being mad because science fact isn't as fun as science fiction.
Well, if space is a vacuum, then that means that...
nature augurs a vacuum.
Huh?
Since I haven't learned anything during this conversation, it means that I'm probably technically dumber than I was before we started the conversation.
Yeah, I've lost several IQ points since we started. I'm on the verge of being mental.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm saying, if space is a vacuum and they got to flush the commode anyway, why don't they just, reposition the...
commode at the...
at the space station. Yeah. That's where do you think the ice rocks come from, space? Alright, so all they got to do is hit the retro rockets, cause the space station to shift around facing the moon, and then flush the commode with the iPhone and the drone on it. And it'll suck out into space and start floating towards the moon, and when it finally gets close enough to the moon, it'll enter the moon's gravitational pull.
Something will be floating.
Yeah. And if there really are aliens on the moon, they're probably not going to appreciate that very much. What, flushing the commode towards the aliens on the moon.
Hey, we're standing here.
Yeah.
Throwing your backwash at us. Toilet water and whatever else.
And that's why, this whole conversation is why there are no advanced societies from other galaxies wanting to come down here and have a conversation with us. Because we'll give them a headache.
Or throw our toilet water at him.
Yeah, Mr. Alien, why is the sky blue? He's like, shut up, kid. You're driving me nuts.
Shut up, you asshole. Stop asking so many questions.
Yeah, so we were born, and the first question that came out of our mouth was where we came from. So here we are, asking, where did we come from? Are we on a flat Earth? Are we on a round Earth? Or are we on a convex or a hollow Earth? Is the moon a space station? Is the moon a rock? Is the moon just a moon? Is the moon a hologram? Is the moon hollow? And if so, who put it there and why?
And are there aliens in it?
Yeah.
And why aren't they sharing their drugs with us? Because nobody really cares about the technology, right?
Is the space station made by
virtual drugs?
Same.
You just beam them across your phone.
Yeah.
It's Pokemon Go, right?
Yeah. It's a space station made by the same company that made my hot water tank. It got aluminum foil on that thing too, man.
Different division, man. They get to use palladium and gold on theirs. You just get regular old steel and a little bit of lead.
Holy smokes, you know, you hit something really cool. If, for instance, they have satellites that have that gold foil on there, if that lands in the yard, does it belong to the person whose yard it lands in?
Salvage rights, man.
Yeah.
They might want the data off it, but that'd be about it.
Well, I'd give them the black box, but the rest of it I got to keep. So, that's, you know, fair's fair. If it busts a hole through my roof of my house, somebody's fixing my roof or I'm keeping the goods. I can just see it now. The men in black show up to get the satellite to just crash through the roof of your house. We got to have that. It's national security. Well, it's my personal security that you fixed a hole in my roof, man. You think the government would do that, though?
I don't know.
There was a video on YouTube quite some time back, and I don't know if it was real or not, because in this world, who could say what's real or not, but apparently some airliner had flushed the commode above a populated area, and all that blue water inside there froze into a big chunk of ice, which in turn, ironically enough, slammed through the roof of some lady's restroom in her house.
Wow.
So all they saw was this blue chunk of ice, you know, and a big hole in the roof. Now, that's kind of rude, man. It's actually
kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
What if that
throwing an egg at somebody's house and a piece of toilet paper over their tree is rude. That's a little more than rude.
Disrespectful?
It's downright larcenous, man.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any criminal charges pressed on, or even civil, or like, I wonder if anybody like got a, you know,
he'd be able to sue them for that. Yeah,
a settlement or something. Because, you know, somebody had to clean that mess up. Imagine if you walked into your house and you saw this big blue ice crystal in your house, and you knew that if you didn't get that out of your house pretty doggone quick, it's gonna thaw out
and start stinking.
Some doggone Baby Ruth candy bars would be popping up out of that thing like Caddyshack.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah, and so you run in there and grab the rubber gloves and the dolly and get that thing out and roll it over to the neighbor's yard and say, sorry, brother, that's I don't want this in my yard. You know?
Get on my lawn!
Yeah. It's just...
They're going to bring it over to your house and leave it sitting on your grass.
Yeah, and they're going to. I will be the first one that will be the shot heard around the world as the next revolution begins.
That'd be it when you're not watching.
Yeah, that'd be more my. Yeah, I would see that. Yeah, that would happen. I'd be in bed. I'd wake up and there'd be a big chunk of blue ice on my front lawn that was thawing out.
It won't even be ice by the time you find it. Like,
yeah.
What's like, all this stinky water out here, man?
Man, I know it sounds crazy, but it doesn't
sound... Blue giant.
It doesn't sound any crazier than all the crud that you're told on a regular basis, reasoning why we got to tax you to death, the reasoning why we got to take away your rights, and the reasoning why the government has to do certain things. And the average Joe just seems to buy it, man. These folks that are actually sitting around there watching the live stream video of the supposed space station blasting through space and showing the Earth underneath.
Society better than it actually deserves. Can't buy anything. Nobody's got any money.
Yeah! You think these guys has got enough time to sit there and watch that all day long, have any money to buy anything off them commercials? They should be, like, putting some commercials out there to advertise jobs and stuff. Hey, look, there's a job at McDonald's. You know? And then all of a sudden you see the population of the chat room drop down while people run out to fill out their applications. Or even better yet, don't even have to get up. They can stay there and fill it out online. Something. You know? But no, it's advertisements for movies. It's advertisements for refrigerators and
advertisements for movies. So basically they're letting them know when they need to be tuning into to watch it online after somebody's uploaded it.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy if you ask me. I mean, if you wonder why there's a lot of people on welfare or not having a job or anything, that's because they're in there watching the paint
dry. Not having a job fair?
Yeah, they're having to watching paint dry on the NASA site and arguing with each other whether space is or isn't real.
No, they're arguing with you about how it is real, and you need to stop asking them all these questions because they ain't got no answers for you.
Well, if it is real, then all I got to do is answer me one question. Why the screensaver and the terrible piano music? I mean, come on. You tell me that NASA can't afford a decent camera and better ISP service than Muddy's got?
You know? Are you bagging on Muddy now?
Well, yeah, because he ain't here. He don't know until he hears the podcast.
Yeah, I guess I was right, man. Can't talk bad about it. Somebody wants to show up, man. Their back ain't to us anymore.
Yeah. It's only fair. All's fair in love more, right?
Or something.
Yeah. So, basically,
it's all fair in something.
If NASA's got Honest Abe's used ISP service, and you, if you watch the live stream, you'll see that it goes down. They give you two options. They say, either they're switching cameras right now, or we're having technical difficulties. Either way, stay tuned, and then a commercial comes on. And then it's back to the doggone piano music and the paint drying. And, you know, the scrolling screensaver. And so, you know, it's frustrating. So, you're telling me that with all that technology to be able to keep this massive tin can duct tape baling wire slash bungee cord solar panels and satellite deals up there, they can't afford a decent ISP service? I mean, come on, it's a satellite, essentially. So, they should be able to keep a good live stream going on. I mean, I can watch my DirecTV for hours on end, and at least DirecTV can get my picture to me. So, why couldn't NASA keep a solid, steady, live camera going 24 hours a day from the space station that everybody who says that we ain't in space would know for a fact that we are in space? Because, you know, you could have your friend run outside and wave up at the camera and say, "Look, Mom, I'm on TV from the ISS." You know, it's possible. If the technology is available for the Soviet Union or Russia or whichever they are today, I don't know anymore. If they have these nice airplanes that they can fly over a ship and read the date off of a dime off the deck of that ship from 30,000 feet, you think NASA couldn't use that camera or something to get some really good satellite imagery and show you around space? I mean, they don't even, like, take the camera out the window and show it out the other side, or, you know, at least give you a tour of space. Look here, here's the other side of the ship. Look at that, isn't that cool, you know? There's a meteor flying by in a wrench made out of, what was that made out of again?
Made out of baby Ruth bars.
Yeah, made out of a baby Ruth. See, that's one. It's heading over there to that old space station on the other side. And look, there's a UFO, man. All I'm saying is that with all that technology available up there, we can't get a better picture. You go all the way to Mars, and you take a doggone picture, and it comes back, it's all grainy and pixelated. And you can't do better than that. Man, they need to get their money back, is what I'm saying. The American people need to get their money back. And all the...
Well, they did. They cut the funding for all of that.
How are they still in business?
They aren't. That's just it. The last people who went to the space station from America had to hitch a ride, if I remember correctly, with either the Chinese or the Russians.
Well, somebody must be selling t-shirts.
We're not launching anything anymore. We've cut so much funding, it's not even funny.
Somebody must be selling t-shirts and mugs. Or something.
I don't know.
They're getting some Google AdSense because that website's still up.
Well, that's probably been paid for years in advance, too, though.
So,
and that's the thing is if you paid for something in advance,
yeah,
what's the likelihood you're going to get what you paid for?
Well, according to that Obamacare website, they got like screwed, man. Obamacare, whatever the case may be. I'm just saying that if the government was going to like, I could understand them cutting NASA's budget. If all you're getting from space is these crappy CGI pictures, you know, like holding a piece of plastic up above the window and taking a picture and saying, look, that's Earth from thousands of miles away, man. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but where's the real deal, man? Where's the pictures? Where's the satellites? Where's the junk? Where's the beef?
I've stopped paying attention to the word real, the words real deal. If I see real deal on a YouTube video, I don't click on it.
Because it's probably a sham?
Yeah, if it's got to say it's the real deal, then it ain't the real deal.
Well, and then there's those doggone clickbait YouTube videos that drive you nuts. Like I have a picture of a UFO that's all cool looking, right? And you click on it and it's got a little blurry dot in the sky. How'd you get this from that? And that's another thing. Everybody who takes pictures of UFOs can't seem to get a very good picture with some really good camera technology.
Well, I challenge you to know when there's going to be a UFO so you can be out there to take a good clean picture of it and get a tripod set up as it goes flying by and take a good clear picture of it.
Well, they fly past my joint all the time. Bring cameras over. Like, set them up in the yard. Take pictures.
Hey, if they're flying by your yard all the time,
yeah,
you don't need a good camera. All you got to do is get out there and set up even a crappy camera. As long as it's stable, you can get a good picture of it.
Well, it has to be a UFO because they said that at certain heights that planes will get ice crystals and they leave trails in the sky that people are mistakenly calling chemtrails. But then again, at the same day, you'll see a same plane at the pretty much the same doggone height because they're the same doggone size from your eye as the one that's actually leaving the cloud behind, and ain't nothing coming out the back of it. So there must be like a couple layers side by side of different temperatures that one can make a nice crystal and the other one can't. Either that or the carburetor on one of them's bad and the other one's like tuned up real well. So, if you see something and you say something, that's one of the things the government tells you to do. If you see something, say something. Okay, I see something. And don't jive, so I'm asking the question. Don't get all riled up. Just let's try to work this thing out. If NASA's using the doggone screensaver for showing you what the Earth looks like from space and all you see above the Earth is clouds, but yet you go outside and it's not cloudy outside, and or maybe it is cloudy outside but there's a massive lightning storm going on, you'd think that the cameras would be able to pick up a lightning storm from space, because NASA did do a video on sprites. Do you know what sprites are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if they can take those pictures from space and see that, then how come when 24 hours a day the doggone deal is cutting in and out and showing you the doggone, supposedly the Earth, both the lighted side and the dark side, there ain't no lightning going on somewhere. There ain't no floodlights, you know, like a carnival with, you know, they put them big old spotlights up in the air and make the Batman signal up in the sky so that everybody knows, hey, come over here, we're having a sale or something. You ain't ever seen those? There's a lot of light on the ground. So I would think if you're flying over it and, you know, the whole world ain't cloudy, you should be able to see pretty good, you know, something. But it ain't like that. I'm just asking, man. If I see something and I say something, suddenly I'm a tinfoil hat wearing crazy crack baby with monkey hair. that evolved from primordial soup.
Primordial poop.
That's probably more than likely the case, man. And that's scary because, according to quantum theory, if you say it, it's possible. That's all there is to it. And now you got the D-Wave computers coming out and artificial intelligence. It's going to be doing some mathematical calculations and changing things in history and time. Because basically,
I'm surprised you haven't brought up the whole mapping the human brain and the brain project.
That is an interesting concept to
uploading or downloading people's consciousnesses to a computer and between a brain and a computer.
Well, that's what one of the things they said they wanted to merge man with machine, cyborg. You know, there's been a lot of science fiction movies out there about that. So if life imitates art and vice versa, then that means that at some point in time there's going to be some really brilliant robots walking around that look so much like people you won't be able to tell the difference until you get in a fist fight with them and they mop you. Because they got hydraulic fists and you don't. You're just working off a rubber band kind of muscle power.
Well, everybody keeps talking about robots and AI and wiping out the human race, and how they're going to be like, oh, kill all humans. I have a feeling the first AI isn't going to be saying any of that. The first words out of its mouth is going to be, huh?
Oh, what? What is all this? And they, you call that a spaceship, and then they do like a Crocodile Dundee and pop out a real spaceship. This is a spaceship.
Maybe.
Is it Dundee or Bundy? Who knows?
Bundy.
Who cares?
Crocodile Bundy.
Yeah. All I want to know is the truth, man. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And yes, I can handle the truth. I don't care what it is. You're just giving me a headache. I just want to know what's what. And, I don't need all the shenanigans. If the earth is flat, I'd like to know about it so I don't walk off the edge. And if I couldn't get off the edge anyway because of the big ice ring around it, then I'd like to know. If the earth has a dome over the top of it, then I want to see somebody take one of them paint daubers like they use for bingo, put it on the nose cone of a rocket, and shoot it up there and leave a dot. Send some helium or hot air balloons with paint filled inside there so that when they get up there and they pop, it like splatters and leaves a stain. Then they'll probably get us for vandalizing the dome. You can't do that, man. But if it's a case of space, then let's see it, man. Let's see some real live video from space showing satellites and junk and it's like the doomsday once again. Now, when they talk about a doomsday deal, they're not going to, the government, because of continuity of government and keeping the peace, they're not going to tell you that there's a giant asteroid or Planet X coming towards because the people can't handle it and they'll freak out and they'll riot and all that craziness. What do you think would happen if the government came out and said that we're getting ready to be attacked by aliens from space? You think people would go crazy?
I don't know. I think the evidence that we have of it having happened before shows that people would go nuts because people lost it over War of the Worlds when it was being broadcast. They flipped over from a radio broadcast, a news broadcast that got interrupted. The signal got interrupted or something, and they thought that was a continuation of a news broadcast and had people basically getting seriously injured over that.
Well, you got a point. So maybe the War of the Worlds was like one of the first psychological operations to see what the results would be, and that's why the whole incident down there in Roswell, New Mexico was covered up, because we sure can't tell everybody that there really is aliens out there, because after this War of the World thing and some guy named Pete shot some guy named Fred with a shotgun because he thought he was an alien, Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And you've already said you don't believe in evolution, so that means that people don't change.
Man.
Because that's what evolution is change.
So it may be a very well case of we ain't never going to get the truth. Never.
Mm-hmm.
That's depressing, man. I want to know if I'm living in the Matrix. I want to know if I'm living in a hologram. I want to know if I'm living in a dome, on a flat plane, or a round plane. I know what science tells me.
You know what I'm hearing a lot of?
What?
I wants.
Well, yeah, well, don't you want? Don't you want to know where you came from? What kind of soup you was out of?
Well, I'm not going to throw a fit, though, if I can't find it out. I mean, lots of stuff won't be found out in our lifetime, you know? I have to accept the fact that there were people once upon a time that never got to see electricity. Other than a lightning storm in the sky, they never got to see it in a light bulb and be able to use it at the flip of a switch.
Well, at least the Vikings and or Columbus was brave enough to go find the New World.
Or both?
Yeah, or both. Maybe they both made, and the Chinese, too. The Chinese probably over there, everybody was converging on it, man.
That could be why the native people didn't balk whenever the Europeans started showing up, is because the Vikings had already been here, and they're like, ah, don't worry about them, they're cool.
Yeah, the Vikings...
They won't bother anybody, because the Vikings weren't anywhere near as nasty or vile as everybody tries to make them sound like, because they actually showed up and were nice to the natives.
The Vikings probably...
And of course, they got up, the Europeans got over here and went, ha-ha, fooled you!
Vikings were probably passing around the ganja from Canada or something. Hey, man.
Something.
How's my driving? Oh, no, I think we're parked, man. Oh, gosh. Well, look, we're told that there's all these crazy stuff going on in the world and we got to resolve all these issues, but then when you come out and you talk about trying to resolve all the issues, then you got all
the... You're talking about NASA photographs when we got starving children out there in the world.
Well, yeah. Well, shouldn't we be able to get a lockdown on that?
Let's do something about that first.
Shouldn't we be able to use that technology to see exactly where the pirates are that are stealing the dogs?
Why do we need their technology to solve it?
They got, like, a space station up there, man.
Who cares what they have? What do we have?
They could drop the rod of God on...
They. You keep bringing that word they, man. What about us? You know, that's that thing about the man walking down the street and somebody sitting on the side of the rail all beat up. Somebody ought to do something about that. Well, guess what? You are somebody.
Well, us at ground level can take care of what we can on the outside, and them at the same time could actually drop the rod of God on top of the...
Here's the thing, though, man. If you've got time to question why somebody else isn't doing something somewhere else, that means you've got time to do something about something around you right now.
Well, I'm trying to help the locals out in my community. If that's not good enough, I don't know what else I can do.
Well, I'm saying let's focus on that. What can we? Maybe we need to focus more attention on that, because that's something that people can get involved in. What are you doing around there, and what can other people do to help out?
We're trying to get people involved in this whole entire scenario of building networks with brilliant minds and actually building stuff so that we can all stop talking about it.
Exactly.
That's what the whole point is.
So let's get 12, man.
These jive turkeys that spend all the money on all kinds of black ops projects and you never see nothing about it except more regulations of what you can't do.
So then let's stop paying attention to them and you know what, I don't care what they tell me I can and can't do. They gotta prove, they gotta stop me.
Yeah, that's why.
And the same thing applies to anybody else. If you are starving to death and they're telling you you can't go outside and pick those apples off the tree outside your house in your front lawn, do you honestly think, unless they're standing there with a shotgun waiting to shoot you, if you take one of those apples, that the people are going to obey them? They got starving kids in the house. They're going to go out there and they're going to pick those apples right off that tree and they're going to thumb their nose at them and run back inside.
Yep. So if the government's got everybody's best interest at heart, then we wouldn't have to talk about anything. We're just like socializing and what to do next.
We just need to stop relying on the government for anything and start doing everything ourselves.
Stephen Gibbons posted a video in there of Sophia. It's a airplane that has a onboard telescope in it. It's pretty cool technology, man. I bet that thing wasn't cheap. The question was asked, is it Hubble? Is this really Hubble? Maybe they didn't walk through space. I don't know, but if the doggone planet's heating up and Fukushima's frying out the Pacific Ocean, then maybe we got to, like, get on it. Start fixing it, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the doggone oil spill. I sat there and watched as thousands of people were putting all kinds of safe, natural ideas out there, everything from straw to whatever, to absorb the oil so you don't let it sink to the ground. And even skimmers that could actually pump it up and separate the water and the oil from each other and still be able to salvage the oil. But instead,
Kevin Costner came up with an idea they refused to touch.
Which was?
I don't know. Do a search for his name. That's the guy from Waterworld.
Well,
he wanted it solved, and he got together with some people and came up with a really good idea, and they just kind of thumbed their nose at it and said, "No, we'll just let nature take care of it."
Yeah, and they dumped Corexit in by the thousands and thousands of gallons, and when the EPA got too many calls from all the environmentalists, they called up the BP and said, "Could y'all please not dump as much in there in the deal?" No, I would have been flat out telling them, stop dumping immediately, or we're going to throw you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They just said, you need to reduce how much you're dumping in. And so somewhere out there, under the water, where the BP oil spill occurred, there is or isn't some toxic oil basically attacking material. It supposedly causes the oil to basically disperse, breaks it down so that little biological creatures can eat the oil. And so when big tar balls are floating up on the shore, or globules of oil are like falling to the bottom, you have to ask the question, if this is doing this to the oil, what's it doing to the fish underneath the oil? And when people find the starfish that are all mushed up, like some sort of nasty looking jelly, I'd be kind of concerned, man. Don't starfish have a purpose out there? Don't they like clean stuff up or something?
Oh no, I know the people who were catching clams and oysters and stuff like that, they were getting mad because they were destroying their crops, so they'd bang them against the side of the boat trying to kill them when they'd get them in the nets, so that, and thinking that that would get rid of the problem, and instead that just basically made several starfish.
Dang.
Increased how many of their crops that they were basically consuming off the bottom of the ocean.
Huh.
Made the problem worse.
Is that true that if you cut a starfish in half, you end up with two of them?
Apparently. I haven't seen it myself, but, you know.
That's interesting.
There's stranger things than that out there, so.
Well, yeah, I was watching this guy. They call them razor fish or clams or something like this. This guy looked like he put salt down on the sand, and this long tongue-looking thing comes up out of the sand to lick the salt, and he grabs a hold of it, and now he's got the thing in his hand. It's really kind of creepy to watch.
Hmm.
Thinking that that's underneath the doggone the sand while you're walking by.
Mm-hmm.
What if some of that Fukushima radiation caused a mutation of one of these things, and it was like freaking giant?
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah. There's that one show that was on there, Tremors. Giant creepy thing come flying out of the ground and munched you. Or even the Blob, for that matter. You know, the Blob and the Killer Tomato were some really terrible movies back in the day. Seriously.
I don't know. The Blob wasn't that bad. Killer Tomatoes, yeah, that was pretty bad.
So, you know, I'm just, with all the possibilities of genetically altering food, you know, is it going to be possible that one day a giant tomato rolls through town and munches everybody's face? Is the Blob going to come true? Or even zombies, for that matter? That's... quantum physics says, hey.
He says, hey.
Yeah.
Tell her I said, hey, back.
Yeah, I just did. And that...
You just did, but you didn't.
Yeah. That quantum physics babe, you know, really hot CGI-looking woman, she's over there going, hey, hey, hey. You know? I watch she's looking...
That doesn't sound all that hot.
We've actually made it absolutely nowhere today, but that's the point I wanted to get across. We are absolutely...
If we're going nowhere, we're going nowhere fast.
Yeah, we're going nowhere at an alarming rate. We're watching paint dry.
And we're on the road to nowhere.
Yeah, and the road to nowhere leads to who? What's the word? You ain't gonna say it, are you? The road to nowhere leads to... question mark?
I don't know.
Ozzy said me. The road to nowhere leads to me. So... doggone it, I didn't want to be the first one to say it. Now I'm going to get the rap for all of it. You're going to blame me. Oh, the road to nowhere leads to you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, basically, if you're expecting the unexpected from this world, you're going to get it. And if you expect results in a positive manner from anybody else but yourself, you're probably going to be disappointed. So... we got to get our act together, get off the couch, put down the Pokemons, and get out there into the labs and start building stuff, for Pete's sake. I know. Say it. Go ahead.
Mm.
Why is it always got to be for Pete's
sake? I refuse. I'm rebelling.
Yeah, I'm having a protest. That's today's show. I'm protesting.
I got a protest that says Shaziz.
Yeah.
I'm protesting you.
Cool. You got one of anti-Shaziz signs? What is it, paper or plastic? So that I know what kind of ammunition to use against you. If it's paper, then
use
I'm going to say...
use your own hair clippings.
Ooh. Well...
while we're at it, we'll make a voodoo doll, too.
Braided like dreadlocks and the voodoo doll so you can stick pins in it.
Stick quantum pins in it.
Dang. Sounds kind of brutal. But either way, if you had a paper sign, I could accuse you of killing trees, and if you had a plastic sign, I could accuse you of choking nature.
Mm-hmm.
You're strangling Mother Nature with that plastic. What's wrong with you, man? So... there's guys in Europe that are making petrol out of plastic bottles, and supposedly there is a island-sized trash pile floating in the ocean of plastic bottles, but yet we have a energy crisis. And the carbon emissions are coming out of the automobiles so rapidly that within the next 100 years or so, we're all going to be underwater. So, shut your cars off. Stop getting plastic bags from the store. Carry your groceries out. And what are you going to carry them out in? Your shirt.
Hands.
Yeah, your hands. That's it. Everybody. It'd take an army of kids to get there to the doggone grocery store to carry out all the Fruit Loops and SpaghettiOs.
That's a lot of waste.
Yeah.
How many kids you gonna have?
An army of them. We'll get every kid in the neighborhood to get in the back of all the minivans. Oh, wait, we can't drive. Everybody's got to hike it up. And one other thing. They said that the cows were producing methane and horses produce methane, so you got
put a cork in it.
if you put a cork in the horse and you got the horse drawing a 30 or 65 passenger rickshaw full of kids who's going to the grocery store to help carry out the groceries because you can't use paper or plastic, at what point does that horse explode from overpressurization of methane?
Catch that energy and use it.
So, I don't want to go backwards in technology. I want to go forward in technology. So, I'm asking the questions to not just NASA, but to the governments of the world. If all this stuff is a problem, the big old Arab oil crisis back in the 70s, anybody remember that besides me? Or the prices of oil going, fuel going up to $4 a gallon here in America and being probably a heck of a lot more. It's crazy because the farther you get away from where I live, down into places like California and Florida, it's more expensive out there for gasoline than it is here for gasoline. And so it begs the question, if Standard Oil is in the middle of Missouri, the refinery is in the middle of Missouri, why do you got to bring oil in via ships, take it all the way inland, refine it into gasoline, and then ship it back out towards the sea again? Why not just make it right there on the spot? You see what I'm saying? And then those folks wouldn't be paying $7 a gallon for gas. It doesn't anybody out there have any doggone common sense? Ship the oil all the way across the United States into the heartland to refine it, then ship it all the way back down to the other direction to sell it. That's going to be expensive and dangerous at the same time, because at any given time, some drunk hillbilly could be driving his old 72 Ford pickup truck through town and cause a cataclysmic wreck with the tractor trailer, which is going to jackknife into the side of a coal carrying train and cause a mess, and then you got to clean it up. So why not just refine it on the Gulf and then send it inwards? If anything, the price should be more expensive up here than down in Florida and California and all that, wouldn't you think? So everybody does everything A, backwards and inefficient. It's ridiculous. We got places like Hawaii who have tons and tons of thermal vents, which they could be like monopolizing on, man. They could have all the free energy they wanted. They could have steam boilers pushing turbines built off of volcanic vents that are pushing crud out anyway. That they could pipe that energy in into the center of the heart of wherever, to whatever community, and make some money off of it, charging for the service. Just wouldn't have to charge very much, because you obviously know they're not going to do it and give it to anybody for free. Got to make some money, got to keep the jobs going. But in some communities over here, it's windy all day long, every single day. It's just so doggone windy, why would you even want to live there? It could have wind farms in that area. And on some portions of the land, it's so doggone hot outside, it's ridiculous. Little thermal electrics over in there and a lot of solar panels, and you ship that over to wherever it's needed. It's like whoever started off building the power grid just took this piece of baling wire and that stretch of copper wire and stretched it across to this guy's house, and then off from that guy's house over to somebody else's house, and zigzagged over and upside across the hill and over the river and through the woods down to Granny's house and so on. There wasn't no plan, no kind of thought of the future. And now that we got this big mess of looks like cobwebs called our power grid, And the government's complaining about how our power grid is falling apart all the time. It's ridiculous, man. We could start off today and start building it right from the get-go. Working in perfect harmony with nature, clearing up the carbon emissions by helping out companies like the Tesla company where they're making electric cars and stuff. Or hydrogen technology. You know, you can burn water. It's been proven. It's been done. It's not like new technology. It's not science fiction. It's science fact. Water is made of hydrogen and oxygen, both of which they say don't smoke around for a reason. And so we got all this. We got all that. And we could actually put things together starting right now. Well, we can't, you know, the power grid eventually. You know, solar flare coming from space, if space exists, then could shut down the power grid, shut down all the computers, and so they point out all the problems that could occur. In the same sense, talk about how you also need to find solutions for these before they occur. And even the Boy Scout manual talks about being prepared for any just such an emergency. But yet, we're still talking about it. And when I say we, I'm talking about we as humanity, we as the overall big picture, all of us, each and every one of us. You on your couch, me on mine. So, I'm trying to like turn my little piece of land down here into a mini Garden of Eden slash utopia slash sanctuary where people would have some place where they could go if things got hard or whatever, and you know, I'm trying to do the best I can with whatever situation I got in finances to go. I also got lots and lots of ideas that I'm willing to share with anybody for free. I mean, take the idea, run with it, make yourself $1 million. If you can, more power to you. At least the idea didn't go to waste. They used to say that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. So why waste it? There's a lot of people out there who can't afford to go to college who are so incredibly talented and or brilliant that I would think that you would want to have at least the opportunity or choice to go to college because they could benefit society by bringing more research to the table. And we've asked people for years now, come to the table. Talk about things, work on things, plan with your brothers and sisters to get together, you know, come and visit each other, go travel to their place and swap tools and technology and make accomplishments that you then in turn can share with everyone else out there. Go out there and plant a seed or a garden for somebody. If the whole entire world could literally get it through their doggone thick head that you yourself could actually put some positive pebble out there that could, in turn, send the ripples across the doggone land, it's kind of hard to starve to death if every time you walk past a little vacant lot, it's got a garden full of food in it. And so if you want your communities to be better, then find that old vacant lot that you're always hollering about. Instead of turning it into a playground, turn it into a doggone garden, a community garden that people can come and get food and stuff out of. In my mind, it's simple, but in other people's mind, it's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Oh, well, you know, you make this garden and some bum's going to walk over there and choke to death on a turnip and he's going to sue you. Can we outlaw suing? No? Yeah? We could outlaw something. Everything else is outlawed. I think we ought to outlaw freaking pogo sticks and brass knuckles, man.
I just think we need to outlaw making laws that outlaw things.
Yeah. It's like, suggest that you get rid of the suggestion box. I actually got yelled at for doing that. I did. I was working at a company one time, and they built a suggestion box for to get input from the employees of what ways to better the job environment. And I put a note in there that I suggest you get rid of the suggestion box. They didn't find it amusing for some reason. I got yelled at. They got banned.
Put a note in the suggestion box that suggests that they put a slot big enough to put notes into it by everybody instead of it just being locked up.
Yeah. I'm just, I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of burnt out. I'm kind of like, I want things to be done, and I do what I can do with the resources I got available to me. But if a community lab pops up in my neighborhood, if anybody out there is listening in my neighborhood and you got your own empty building that ain't being used and you want to try to better that particular community, it's kind of like that phrase from the doggone movie, if you build it, they will come, which now is he will come because of the Mandela effect or whatever. I don't care. He or they or whatever. Just build it.
So you're saying if they build it, shizzles will come?
That's right. I'm saying it. If it's within reasonable traveling distance of me, I will show up and I will work in that lab for free, sharing all my tools and ideas with everybody, and we'll get
reasonable distance, subject to change based upon his whim.
Well, no, based upon whether or not the doggone gas prices are $5 a gallon or $1.79. Because I ain't walking. I'm 50 years old, man. Why should I walk all the way to the nearest town so that I could work?
You walk when you're 50, so you'll live to be 100.
Well, I wouldn't live to be 100 because some of the youth around here drive like they ain't got no kind of brakes or common sense or there ain't no speed limit.
You need some sidewalks, man.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to lobby the
dog. Need some sidewalks so you can walk sideways.
You're going to have to lobby the county to have them up for some sidewalks because down here where I'm at, there ain't no sidewalks. There's big ditches. And if you walk alongside that ditch, you're liable to get hit in the hand with an old chewing tobacco can or a beer bottle as some redneck flies by and throws his trash out the window.
Man.
So, the counties, the cities, the villages, the townships, and the states, and countries in general got to get their act together and start resolving issues on a regular basis and stop arguing about who's getting what and where. Man, it's in my mind, it's doggone simple. If your community has a problem, then you get together, you resolve it. That means you got to get the lazy guy up off the couch to help out with the doggone mowing and construction. And you think the whole world has just become too complicit and lazy and absorbed self with too much distraction?
Something.
Are we beyond repair? If so, what's the point?
I think the people who think they're beyond repair are the ones that are actually beyond repair.
Well, I'm still
because they think it, so it is.
I'm still, yes, that's that doggone quantum physics again. It's the karma, the what's the other word for, like, if you think it happens, doggone it, you can like bring things into reality just by thinking about it. That's another one. The conspiracies out there.
That's a televangelist thing, man.
Well, yeah.
Got to sow the seed, man. That seed's got to be in my wallet, though.
That's right. Send money and you'll be blessed. Well, even the Pope does that. You think the Pope sits on that that throne for nothing? He's making a few pennies. It's beneficial.
Some pennies are being taken from somebody. I don't know if the Pope's getting it, but somebody's getting it.
Personally, I've never seen God ask me for a loan, man. So I don't know why he would even need any money. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll say if you're omnipotent and omniscient, why would you need a loan?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing
you need it for TV channels? Wait a minute, he's not omniscient, man. He can see everything all at once.
That's
all
right.
The time.
And there's a guy that's actually on YouTube who claims that he is God, right? And
oh, man.
He's a foul mouthed heathen.
You need to put that guy's information up there. He'll end up getting hammered into the ground, man.
Well, I'm saying, like, if you're really God, what the heck do you need YouTube for, man?
Yeah.
So you should just jump up there in the sky and say, yay, hey, look at here. You know? But, you know, if you're a church community, then you could do your tithing via your own community and make things better for people. That's all I'm saying. Not put it in the preacher's pocket and gold tooth and the bling around his neck and those spinner wheels that go on his Cadillac and stuff.
I'll say, if your church has got four rickety walls and a mower that's half broken and only works half the time or something, I could see you putting money into the church then.
Well, yeah.
But if that guy's living in an four-story, eight-bedroom mansion and you got the people who are giving him money to live in that mansion or living in ghetto apartments and whatnot, then no, there's something wrong. That place don't need no more money.
Yeah. That's the whole deal. Now you got to figure out how to get common sense. Stephen Gibbons said he would ban fiat currency, organized religion, hierarchy in society. So I don't want to ban anything. I just like, except for the lack of common sense.
I want to ban something.
What you want to ban?
I want to ban lawyers. It's because I had a problem with my microphone. I couldn't talk to you earlier.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you said something about planting a garden on a vacant lot, and some hobo comes by, eats a turnip, chokes on it, and sues you.
Yeah.
The thing is, did you realize that 65% of all total, okay, total, everything, 65% of all lawyers live in the United States? What does that tell you? This is the most sue-happy country in the entire world.
So, why don't we send them to the space station or Mars, man?
No, actually, he was a lawyer. My brother's that staffed, you know, told my brother a joke. He said, what do you call 500 lawyers in Hudson Bay wearing concrete boots? My brother said, what? And he said, a good start.
Man, well, I don't advocate throwing nobody in the river with concrete boots, man. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just trying to say, like, look, common sense dictates if somebody's starving, you feed them. And unfortunately, if that person that you fed just chokes on a doggone turnip, you know, he should have been chewing slower or something. You know?
Or take a drink of water with it.
Yeah. But for us to be living in the world that we live in and people in this world to actually be starving is ridiculous. For us to be fighting over resources out there is ridiculous. And it's frustrating as all get out because I'm sitting around and I'm watching these kids with some really high-tech toys, man. Oh, you talk about things, iPhones and iPads or whatever, you know, all these little electronic gizmos where they have access to all this information, and what do they do with it? They sit around foul-mouthing each other or, playing Pokemon Go and falling off of cliffs and running into stop signs and wrecking their cars and stuff. And then you got people that are out there complaining that the planet's heating up because of carbon emissions that coming out your mouth and methane coming out the cow's butt and the cars and so on down the line. And then when you have somebody with common sense come out there and say, well, there's a solution for all that, you know, and it just doesn't get done. It's aggravating. NASA got all this technology. I want to see what's in space. I want to see what's on the moon. I want to see it real time because we got the technology to do so. So let's get those resolved and let's get this down here on the ground resolved. Let's get it all resolved. Let's get something accomplished in this generation. so that years down the line, the future generations don't look back and say, those were the laziest, drugged out wackos that ever came from evolution in the history of evolution. You know what I mean? If we evolved from monkeys, it's got to come some point in time where we're no longer monkeys, right?
That's right.
Well,
I don't think we've reached that point yet, because it's still monkey see, monkey do, man.
Yep. If Planet X is coming to get us, then there are some brilliant people on the planet that are saying, okay, look, Planet X is on its way. Let's build all these secret bunkers and we'll have all the stupid people pay for it. And then when it's all said and done, we'll run up into bunkers, they'll get smashed and blowed up, and we'll survive, we'll come out, and there won't be no stupid people on the planet.
Blown it up.
Yeah. So, if you got people that are running up into bunkers in the side of the hill, the good question would be like, why are you running up inside the bunker? And why are we paying for it? If the planet is in danger and jeopardy and you want continuity of government, the best thing to do is to tell the people the truth so that those conspiracy theories stop and stop stirring the pot of racial discontent and hate and propaganda. Because now, everything you talk about, you got a war over on this side of the globe or the flat earth, whichever side of the fence you're on. You got starvation on this side of the globe. You got craziness over here, people rioting and shooting one another. And look, it said, you know, like in that book about in the last days there'd be wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places and signs and wonders and all that kind of stuff. And if you watch the mainstream media, if you watch the doggone alternative media, all of the above is occurring as we speak. Fish going belly up, doggone earthquakes all over the place, floods and plagues and starvation and wars and rumors of wars. And I'm saying, look, man, whoever's driving this boat, you're heading right straight for the iceberg. And for those of the folks out there who are blind to the iceberg, I hope you got your life jacket on, because eventually this thing's got to go down. It can't keep on going the direction that it's going. You can only get to drive off the cliff once. Ain't no redos, unless you're in Groundhog's Day where you get to drive off the cliff like Thelma and Louise, and then the next day you get to start all over and go off the cliff again. But why would you want to repeat that cycle over and over? We got a chance to fix the world. We got all the technology necessary to fix the world. Combined, we have all the knowledge on how to fix the world. We have all the tools on how to fix the world. And so I'm suggesting to all the people out there, if you're concerned about the world, put all the people concerned over here, all the people distracted over there, play your Pokemon Go and your PlayStations. We're over here, we got work to do, and don't interrupt us. What do you think? Sound like
a plan? I think we've had an awful lot of mad and not very much science today.
It's all science. Where's the doggone stuff, man? We got
no. That's not science to complain about the lack of science.
Hydrogen technology. Hey,
this is the way I see it. Okay. Knights of the Round Table, where we tend to do more discussion about this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like standing up there, like you said, yelling at the guy who's at the steering wheel, saying, hey, man, why are you going that way? You're going the wrong way. We're going to fall off a cliff. The mad science one is more like we go and actually see what's going on and go, hey, look, man, the rudder is actually not the problem. The guy who's steering the rudder fell asleep. Let's put a pin in his seat so every time he sits down, he'll wake up. You know?
Well, I do hydrogen experiments. I do electrical experiments. I share it on my YouTube channel. I talk on the radio station 2 days out of the week to everybody, and I try to get everybody else involved.
Do you do some CO2 process. Experiments?
CO2?
Because you made plenty today.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm going along with Tom on this one. All right. Now, the show is about science. Tomorrow, we talk about politics. But since we're on politics right now, I'm going to tell you something.
We're not on politics.
They want to win the case. They want to go against the law.
We're not on politics.
They don't care about the law. They just want to win their case. They don't care about lying or the truth.
Once again, we're not on politics.
It's get their client off of the crime he committed. And here's the thing. Over 80%. It's over 85% of all the politicians are ex-lawyers. They're retired lawyers. They don't care about the law. If they cared about the law, then they would obey the law. If the law says that they cannot make more money than they're supposed to. Thus, it says they cannot make a law. That they are exempt from. They cannot make a law that everybody else has to obey, but they don't. Now, 90% of all politicians have broken the law and never paid for it.
Due
diligence. Do the research.
We're not on politics. We are not on politics.
If you were talking about NASA, you're talking about politics because that's a government agency.
It's technology that we're paying for.
Let's stop talking about NASA and let's actually talk about the technology itself then.
It's technology that we're paying for that we are not utilizing.
That's politics.
We're not utilizing it.
You've got money that makes it politics.
We're not utilizing it. We got everything we need to fix it. We got everything we need to give everybody the free, clean, alternative, green, renewable energy that they want.
Who's we?
All of us. We. You, me, you, Raymond, Muddy, the whole planet. Everybody on this planet has every single thing. Every piece of the puzzle is...
I don't have the technology. I've got tools and I've got supply.
You got a piece of the puzzle in your hand.
I got knowledge, but none of that is actually technology.
You got a piece of the puzzle in your hand. Combine that is going to make the big picture. That's what I've been saying. We have it.
That ain't all you've been saying, man. You've been going on about Spain and the clouds are not moving and there's no lights.
Yeah.
Tell me that's all you've been saying.
Well, I want the truth. I want the truth. I want the truth.
The truth is politics.
The truth is.
I should say complaining about not having the truth and wanting the truth is complaining about politics.
The truth is, both of you are absolutely correct. Absolutely, positively. I mean, the technology is here. Shaziz has said it over and over again, and he didn't lie. He didn't lie. The technology is here. It's just a big, big puzzle, and everybody's got a little piece of it, but nobody wants to share.
The apple is the orange.
That's what this show is all about. It's trying to get people to have a piece of the puzzle, put it in the pot, and let other people see it. Let them see it. So that maybe somebody can say, whoa, wait a minute, this piece goes here.
Was his name Michael Faraday? The one... That talked about magnetism, and there was another guy out there that studied magnetism, and the two got together and they did some experiments and they came up with some theories that are now part of the laws of physics as we know it. What they were saying is that magnetism and like telekinesis, which if you actually look at the definition of telekinesis, where something is done, you know, from a distance and you actually make something move, is the same effect that you're getting whenever you're doing magnetism, where you got two magnets that will either attract or repel each other from a distance. They're not touching each other, but there's some sort of energy force within the middle of that. The energy force being the massive gravitational field that holds us all to the dirt. Alright, and so what I've been saying all along is that it doesn't matter how we get the energy that we've got, because it's all energy. Everything down from the quantum world all the way out to the physical world or whatever, it is all energy. And all you have to do is build the proper device to pick up the radio station and you can hear your favorite Who Wants to Fight About Whatever It Is Going On in the Planet kind of thing. So I'm saying we got the technology right now to pick up radio waves. Do we or do we not have the technology to receive radio waves?
We do that.
We have the technology to take radioactive material out of the dirt called uranium and refine it into really hot rods that we put down in water and boil it into steam that in turn...
No, we don't. No, we don't.
We don't?
Nope. We don't refine anything. The only way they basically make those rods hot to become radioactive is they destabilize it. That's not refinement.
Well, okay, so they destabilize it.
That's a mistake. A lot of people seem to think that it's all down to basically getting it pure enough or something, and it's not purity. It's taking the components, like little tops, and wobbling them.
All
and
right,
collecting
well,
the energy from the wobble.
Either way, we're over terminology, because what's going on is they pulled some dirt out of the ground, some materials out of the ground, and they were able to do a process by which they could actually boil water with something that came out of the dirt. And then they want to
say you can do a process with the something that came out of the dirt called a root and a stump and a branch.
Yeah.
And boil water with that too, though. So
you guys are talking semantics.
No. That's not really semantics. Refining is where you purify something and get rid of all the other stuff so you've got just a pure substance. When you actually enrich something, though, you're doing something to it. That's like the difference between getting all the dirt out of your wheat and adding iron to it.
There's two
different processes. No, it's two different processes, and if you tell somebody that that's how it's done, then we're using this, what you're calling semantics, with the wrong words, they're going to go out and work all day trying to do something, and they'll never accomplish anything.
The point is, where did the energy come from initially? It came from nature. Where did the wind come from? It came from nature. Where did the sunlight come from? It came from nature. Where did the water, the hydroelectric motion that actually produces hydroelectric come from? It came from nature. There.
Wait a minute. It came from nature?
Yeah.
So this came from God, and God is nature. No, science is all about explaining how nature and God did those things. I mean, come on now. Nature is God. God is nature. And holy cow, can a human being possibly explain how? Yes, through science. Why does the wind blow? I asked a kid about a year ago, a young person, I'll be 15, 18 years old, whatever. You know, why does the wind blow? Oh, because the earth rotates. No, because the sun heats the air up on one side of the earth, and it rises, and the cold air comes in to take its place.
Well,
but science. That's what this program's about. Science.
That's what we're talking
Mother
about.
Mother Nature is Mother Nature, and God Almighty makes the earth turn. Come on.
Why does
the earth turn? Has science ever figured that one out? Everything, every single thing in space turns. Why? Science needs to figure this out.
Is in the meantime, while they're trying to figure it out, they could use the same processes with the wind blowing to generate electrical power. They could use the water flowing to generate electrical power. They can pull materials out of the dirt and use those materials to cause whatever kind of reaction necessary to boil water. They could use thermoelectric vents. They could use the doggone vibration of the earth. They could use the heat and the temperature difference of the earth. If we don't have every piece of the puzzle, then people have not been paying attention to science, period.
All right, now.
That's what I've been trying to say.
I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Oil is not our biggest crisis right now. The biggest single crisis on earth is potable drinking water.
It ain't a crisis to me.
That is almost two-thirds water. But most of it is salt water. And you're talking about boiling water to purify it, to extract the salt out of it. What's wrong with sticking a piece of pipe 35 feet in the air and pulling a vacuum on it? What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong here.
Water will only go up 32 feet. That's it. Above that, you have steam. Water will boil at 52 degrees if you get absolute negative pressure. It will boil at 55 degrees at 3 millibars. Now, if you put a piece of pipe up in the air and you put a nut and make a loop, come down on the other side, one side is in the sunlight, the other side is in the shade. Now you pull a vacuum on this until the water goes up 32 feet. Now it boils at 55 degrees. The sun shines on it, the water boils, it turns to steam. The steam goes over to the other side, which has no water, but it's in the shade, and that steam condenses and turns back into fresh water. And it just does it over and over and over again. The singular problem with this whole process is salt sticks to almost everything. If anybody could ever find something that salt will not stick to and line the inside of that pipe with that material, the salt would sink back into the ocean, the fresh water would collect on the other side, and you could simply pump that water out, which would also maintain the vacuum. I mean, come on, we're not talking medical science here. We're not talking astro science. We're talking about simplicity, things that people have known about since the 1600s. But yet we're not using this process. We're burning oil. We're burning gas to boil water, to turn it into steam, to turn under pressure, to turn turbines. Why would you boil water and make steam under pressure when the boiling water is agitated and at a very low temperature that would not affect magnets at all? Heat deters the magnetism in any magnet. But now you're boiling it at 50, 60 degrees. It does not hurt the magnets. But this agitation of the boiling system makes the magnets move. So it makes electricity while you're making fresh water from salt water. Come on, man.
I'm talking science here.
I'm explaining Mother Nature.
My point is, by this whole process of aggravation and terminology and all the craziness out there, if you want to support the deal the way it is right now, then you're going to have crazy people like me asking questions to people like NASA why it is we can't get a decent picture with technology like that. And that's just one little tiny example of what's going on out there in this world. People are protesting the nuclear industry. They're protesting the coal industry. They're protesting the fuel industry. They're protesting everything under the doggone sun when there are perfectly proven sciences that have existed since way back before the industrial age that we could be using right now if everybody could just get their doggone act together. That's why I call it mad science. And you call it religion, you could call it politics or whatever terminology you want to throw on. I'm trying to point out to the world we got every single piece of the puzzle, and now it's time to put that doggone puzzle together. Sit down at the table, bring your piece of the puzzle, let's work it out, let's build it, and let's get this doggone planet fixed. That's what I've been trying to say,
exactly,
man.
You are 100 and, if possible, 17.5% correct. Everything we need is here already. It's been here for years. They keep just making new stuff, finding more stuff. Now it's time to start putting the pieces together.
If you have a bacon pieces
piece of the puzzle together and get the whole picture. No more dreams, okay?
If you have a vacant piece of land and you want a building on that, and somebody wants to donate a building, and they want to turn that into a research facility that everybody and his brother can make it over to in your community, then you need to start building that building in your community. You need to start off with your community resolving issues such as why you can't keep the trash out of your own creeks. There's your fresh water source that you're polluting on a regular basis. You can fix that. It can be fixed. It can be filtered. You give nature a hand, and nature will give you a hand. If you get on nature's nerves, nature will get on your nerves. If you got stagnated water in your creeks, you're going to have skeeters on your face. All right? It's as simple as that. So, with all the ideas out here, They're all free. They're on ShazizRadio.com. They're on a whole bunch of other alternative energy websites. Grab up one of those groups that is nearby you. Instead of supporting a group that has all these secrets and doesn't want to show you the whole facts and nothing but the facts, find this group, get them together, network with one another in your communities, and start building things. Pop you up a YouTube channel, share it with the world, or pop you up your own website, share it with the world. Throw you some ads on it for Pete's sake and make you some money to, continue your research. Go out there and start a GoFundMe account for your personal community. Say, this is my community, and I want to do something positive for my community. There's this building over here. It costs such and such. If we can afford this building, I've got this guy who's a good welder. I've got this guy who's a carpenter and this electrician over here. We're ready to go into this building and start making stuff with resources that are available in our community. And we will share all this with each and every one of you so that you can duplicate this in your community and the dominoes will tip towards the positive. This is what I've been trying to point out forever and a day. All right, Raymond, you're in Texas, and you've helped me out in Missouri, all right? Thomas is in, I don't know, are you in Arizona, Thomas, or what? Either way, Oklahoma, Arizona, I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Oklahoma.
Muddy's in Texas, and we have helped each other out. We have networked with each other, and we've came on the show. We've actually talked about it. We've actually done things. We got the ball rolling on some research, and we got projects in the works, and we're sharing it as we go. And my frustration comes from I'd like to see other people out there doing what we're doing with their own ideas and our ideas and everything out there, all this research we have available to us, all the scientific research from the past, it's all there. And right now, while we have an opportunity before the government's used this technology for their own use and take away all your rights and your stuff under the guise of whatever, safety and continuity of government, while we still live in a free society for the most part in this world and have access to this technology, we should be utilizing this technology before the great crash. Before the Planet X, before the aliens show up, we should be ready with our own doggone lasers. So when they come down to this planet and they say, ack, 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 which loosely translated means I come in peace right before they start shooting, that we're ready to shoot back if necessary. That's all I've been saying. You know, why wait for an alien technology? We've already sent the signal out. If they're on their way, they're going to be here sooner or later. And why wait for them to come down here and have an Independence Day where they start mopping us? Why wait for all these wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence when there's all kinds of stuff that nature has already provided to not only heal you, but to give you all the free energy simply by tapping into the wind, tapping into the rain, tapping into the heat, tapping into the earth itself.
Before you said passing wind.
Yeah, passing wind, passing gas, even the cows can make your car run, man. Put a doggone backpack on the cow and capture up some of that methane and doggone it, run your car off of it. Something's better than nothing. And from what I see, I ain't getting nothing from NASA. That's why I'm protesting. I ain't getting nothing from the flat earthers. I'm not getting nothing from the ball earthers. I'm not getting nothing from any of the other conspiracies out there, the planet Xers. All I'm getting is a headache because everybody's telling me on a regular basis that doomsday's around the corner and we can't do this because of that. Well, if we can't do this because of that, why don't we all just stick our head down in the sand like an ostrich and pray that nothing hits our butt in the process? If the world's jacked up, let's fix it. We got everything we need to do so. And if we don't have everything that we need to do so, if my science is wrong, if I was told that, Lenz's law was going to be caused by me inducing current into a coil of wire, and I'm going to get a counteractive force, and I don't understand that, and it turns out to not be true anyway, then what's the point? I don't know nothing. But I know that according to what I've been told, light is heat and heat is light. And you can make plasma with an inert gas that they call a noble gas, argon, helium, halogen. There's six or seven of them that I know of that are non-combustible that you can actually send a high voltage in and produce plasma.
Energy that exists already, and how we're not using it. Like, for example, the lightning that... lightning strikes over the state of Florida alone in one 24-hour period is enough electrical energy to light the entire state of New York for 10 years.
Yep.
Just on a little teeny tiny state like Florida. New York's two and a half times bigger than Florida. But yet the lightning that strikes over the state of Florida in 24 hours would light the entire state of New York for 10 years.
And it's already been proven.
In 24 hours over the world, it's, would give more energy than the entire world needs for 10 years.
It's already been proven that energy can be pulled up out of the air. All right?
Okay. Let's talk about air. The state of North Dakota, the wind blowing in North Dakota could light the entire United States. The sun striking the state of Nevada, two-thirds of the state of Nevada, the sun would grow enough algae to supply the entire United States with all the fuel it needs to drive all the tractor-trailer trucks to deliver materials and goods throughout the United States, and produce enough oil, vegetable oil, to burn to create energy to supply all of the United States with all the electricity it needs.
Well, Thomas talked about...
the pieces of the puzzle, they're here. We just need to put them together.
Thomas talked about kudzu, and other people talked about hemp, and everybody talked about hydrogen technology. It's all of it. It's a buffet of energy out there. If you understand how energy travels, then you should be able to understand that you don't even have to really do nothing to it in order to tap into it. That's it. I mean, if energy isn't free, I'll eat my hat. I'll eat this computer.
You just said it's a buffet of energy, and you're right. And the thing is, we've got all the pieces of the puzzle. Thomas knows how to take kudzu and turn it into crude oil. And then in crude oil, we get gasoline, we get diesel, we get Vaseline, we get medicines, we get all kinds of plastic, we get all kinds of stuff. But duh, the stuff is here. The knowledge is here. People just aren't paying attention. Put the pieces of the puzzle together.
That's it. That's what I've been saying all along. You go out and buy a 500-piece puzzle. If it sits on your shelf for 500 years, then you never get the big picture out of that 500-piece puzzle. So what's the point of even going to get it? If you buy it, you put it together, glue it to some cardboard, and stick it to the wall. So that's...
stick it somewhere.
Yeah. That's how it works, man. You take what you got out there that nature has provided, you utilize it in a proper fashion. Even if you're burning firewood, you still have a waste product that is not actually a waste product. It is actually fuel. Some call it creosote. Some put like logs inside there to make the creosote not burn like it would be burning if you plugged up your doggone pipe to the extent that it becomes a flaming cannon when it explodes because it's all clogged up and chokes you out of your house with smoke. They got rocket stoves out there that will guide the smoke out of the deal and back into the flame and reburn it so that you have a smokeless fireplace, for Pete's sake. You could take the doggone waste coming out of the deal. You could reuse the waste for fuel, have to cut less firewood, and be able to get more heat for your money out of the whole deal. And not pollute the environment in the process. So, I don't think what I'm asking for is that unreasonable. I don't think whenever I asked NASA to be upfront and honest, if we're surrounded by junk in space and there's a potential that some of that crud could fall down on your house, I don't think it's beyond the realms of ludicrousy or whatever to ask the simple question. That's all I'm saying. If the technology is there to do what it is that we're saying, and we ain't using it as a society, I'm not saying we as in me and Thomas and Muddy and Raymond. I'm talking about we as humanity, or monkeys, whichever one you want to believe in. I don't care. I personally don't think I'm a monkey. I don't have monkey fingers. I don't have a monkey brain. And maybe I got some wild hair and some wild ideas, but I see that all this stuff that everybody keeps telling me is going wrong with the world. But I don't see enough of the population out there being proactive enough to do something about it. All I see is people protesting with paper signs and wooden sticks saying, save the trees. And to me, that's counterproductive. Should use plastic. Something. Hemp. Or doggone gunny sack with a sign on it. That's all I'm saying. I don't call it mad science for nothing. And as far as the political parties and the political views and the terminology, I don't care what you call it. Work is work. And it ain't going to get done unless you get off what they call the couch or the sofa. It's as simple as that.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at your picture as we talk, and I'm seeing this wild hair you're talking about.
Yeah.
Big little bushy mustache. But I also see your hand sticking up in the air with two fingers sticking up, forming a V. The V came from the symbol of victory back at the end of the Second World War. Then, all of a sudden, over the years, it became the symbol of peace. And I believe that's what you mean. The symbol of peace. Peace, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay? So we have the knowledge. The problem is, those people that have the knowledge are greedy. And they want to keep their little piece of the puzzle, hoping someday they'll make a lot of money off of it. And everybody, not everybody, okay, I'm sorry, 99% of the people that have a piece of the puzzle, that want money, don't share it. So when they die, their piece is thrown in the trash, just like everybody else's piece of the puzzle. They want to make money off of it. They're greedy.
I swear I hear a cricket.
Share their piece of the puzzle. That's what we're doing here. I don't come up with anything. I've never, ever come up with anything new in any of my videos on YouTube. I've only taken what's actually existed and improved it or made it easier, and then I make a video of it and try to explain it. So that I want my piece of the puzzle in the pile. I want somebody to see my piece of the puzzle. Somebody that can make it even better. Or combine it with another piece of the puzzle.
Which one of you's got an angry cricket at your house?
Me? Is my microphone that dang on sensitive?
I guess.
I can barely hear it.
Well, the whole world can hear it.
Well, I'm not going to kill him.
So anyway, I don't expect you to kill the doggone thing. That wouldn't be the thing to do.
That's, in some cultures, that's bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cricket being there is actually good luck.
It might be Jiminy Cricket, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They have their use.
He's trying to get his say in. So, look, I'm just saying, look, I've been saying it, and I'm tired of saying it, but I'm going to keep on saying it, even if it takes me forever today. Even if everybody on the planet stops listening, I'm going to keep on saying it. I'll be here saying it all by myself, even when I run the entire crowd off. I don't care. Because if I don't say it, nobody else is out there saying it. You got every piece of the puzzle. You got everything you need to literally build the perfect self-contained generating system to generate all the energy that you want, to live in the comfort that you want, to give everyone fresh water, to give everyone food, shelter. You got it all. Every bit of it. All right? And until you utilize the resources that the Creator or the big accident in the sky, however you look at it, evolution or creation or aliens from space with genetically modified three eyeballs and stuff, until you utilize this beautiful planet in the proper method, you're going to still end up stepping in something that you don't want to step in. Something's going to stink. That's all there is to it. You don't clean it up, it stinks. So if you let the fish bowl get polluted, well, then your fish is going belly up. It's common sense. If you take care of that fish, then he'll take care of you. That's it. It's as simple as that. You got every piece of the puzzle. It's time for this world, all the people of this world who care about this world, to get their act together. And then we can shut up.
Yeah, and if I kill that cricket, whatever he's doing to help me, he can't do it anymore.
That's right.
So to me, that's a beautiful sound. I like it.
Well, Raymond's got a cricket over at his house, and he's shouting it out too. He's getting his point of view, and he's saying, if I was human, I'd smack all of y'all. Because you're stupid.
Stupid can't be fixed. Well, neither can.
I don't know what crickets. I can't speak cricket, so I can't honestly say. He might actually be protesting Hillary having that weird effect that she had that resembled that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in there, where he like did that just crazy. Total Recall, that's the movie. Go watch it. Go watch Total Recall. It was
great. Actually, my cricket is trying to call a mate so it can eat more crickets and do me more good. Think about that a minute. Crickets have a place on this earth. They do things that help human beings.
Are crickets cannibals?
That sound is beautiful to me. He's calling a mate to make more crickets to do me more good.
Alright, so if you study nature, if you observe nature, then you use a little bit of mechanical knowledge. You can learn how to generate electricity to run your air conditioner and your stoves and all that. The alternative is up to you. You could actually go back to living like they did back in the old days, where they burned firewood to cook the biscuits and gravy and such. So you could either go to whichever realm of existence you want. Either technology realm, which I'm leaning towards because I like air conditioning, I like TVs, I like the internet, I like to be able to think about traveling through space and all that kind of stuff. But as far as the Earth as a whole and everybody, all the craziness that I'm told is going on a daily basis, people walking off the cliffs playing some crazy game with some virtual creature in it, and then those same people, I am sure, are out at some protest somewhere arguing over some candidate on the red or blue team that is promising that they're going to fix all the things in nature that are broken, such as the climate change issue. They're saying it. If you want it done, then let's do it. We can run cars on water. We can run cars on electricity. We can make cars that are run off of anything out there. All kinds of fuels. Everything from coal to gas. If it's tuned properly and engineered properly, you ain't got no exhaust coming out because everything's being reused. Clean, renewable energy is only as far away as the amount of effort you're willing to put towards engineering it to a proper method so that you're not producing toxic waste out the other end. If Henry Ford was able to get 100 to 200 miles to the gallon on a car back whenever he first started building cars, then why are we only getting 20 some odd miles per gallon now? Yep. No.
Money. Greed.
Well, there you go. And where's the money and greed come from? Yeah, anybody?
People with pieces of the puzzle that don't want to share.
Well, that's
industry. Not working from that. That was a definition, I'm sorry.
That's industry. That's government. That's greedy folks out there in the world. So we either ride this roller coaster out and hope for the best at the end, or we get together and we resolve it. So there's two paths that society and humanity can travel. One is the smooth path where we fix it all on the way, and the other is the bumpy path where we repeat yesterday over and over again and keep on complaining and fighting amongst each other and warring with the nations and tribes and just total stupidity, ludicrous, lack of common sense and ignorance.
You know, an example of greed is back in the early 1950s, somewhere around 1952-53, there was an ex-Korean pilot, jet pilot, that invented a machine after he had retired that you could put this machine, it was submersible, you put it down in a cup of coffee, and in less than a minute and a half, less than 90 seconds, it would boil that water. And all he would tell anybody is that he used sound waves. The sound waves would vibrate the water and cause the water to boil. He would not share his technology. That's all he would say. He got it patented somehow, and he would not share the knowledge until somebody put up $1 million. Well, $1 million today is not a lot of money. Not in the United States, anyway.
But Raymond, we're living in a buffet right now. We're living in a buffet. If this guy doesn't want to share his piece of the puzzle, then we got multiple puzzles that we could actually put together using multiple technologies.
The problem is we are in a buffet. Okay? That is the problem. We are in a buffet. But everybody got their daggone plate full, and nobody wants to share what's on their plate. Duh, my plate's full. Okay? I've got moly. A bowl of moly sitting beside me. I don't like it. I'll share it. Reach over with your spoon, grab some, take the whole bowl, drink it right out of the bowl. I don't care. I've got a beefsteak in front of me. A big, juicy T-bone steak. I love T-bone steak, but I don't have the teeth to chew it. Duh, come over, cut a piece of it. But cut me a little teeny piece. Small one, so I can gum it. And swallow it, okay? But you take more than half of it. Take two-thirds of it. I don't care. Take it all. I don't care. What I have in front of me, I want to share.
I'm not asking
for greed. I'm just asking for my life. How about give me something that I can eat?
Best thing about ideas.
I like grits because if I put enough milk and sugar and cream with them, I can swallow it. Yep. And it'll digest.
Yep. Everything I own. Best thing about ideas is you can plant ideas like seeds. And if people take those seeds and they cultivate those seeds, they can grow fruits that will benefit the rest of society for generations to come. So, that's why we're throwing ideas on the table. That's why we're inviting people to the table. That's why we're asking, respectfully, if you like what you hear on the Mad Science Show or the Knights of the Round Table or any other shows, spread the podcast. Share them with your social media networks. Try to get somebody's attention long enough to say, while you're listening to them complain about how bad the world is, tell them there are some folks out there that are giving you the ideas on how to fix the world. It's that simple. The power is within you, the people. The power ain't never been in the hands of the government. It's always been in the hands of what you're willing to tolerate, what you're willing to allow, what you're willing to work for. You know, a house doesn't build itself. Somebody got to pick up a hammer. Somebody got to pick up a saw. Somebody got to pick up some nails and some roofing material. And they got to gather the brilliant minds with the skill set and do it. You got an empty building in your neighborhood. Turn that empty building into something less than a hazard and basically get some use out of it that's going to benefit your community. That's all we've been trying to point out. The pieces of the puzzle, the research has already been done for you everywhere from back in the 1600s all the way up and probably even before that, but especially during the 1800s and all the way up into the early 1900s, there's a lot of amazing resources out there. Research for everything under the sun, whatever your interest is, whether it be water filtration or health, food, or whatever, it's all out there. If you can't find clean, renewable, alternative, green, free energy, then you're simply not looking hard enough for it. You're just buying the party line that says that you can't do it. It's not possible. And the government won't let you do it because. The industries won't let you do it because. I'm not asking the power company for permission to say what I'm saying. I'm not asking the government for permission to say what I'm saying. I'm not asking anybody for any permission to share any idea with anybody out there, nor am I asking for permission to build it in my own yard. I'm just going to do it. Period. And when OSHA's is goes off the power grid once and for all, I'm going to do it with style. And it's up to you to decide whether or not you want to do it, whatever. You don't. You can either lead, follow, or get the heck out of the way, is what they say. Jump on the bandwagon, help build something, share some resources, share some links and ideas. Make the world a better place, one positive pebble at a time.
I love what you said, that one saying, it's an ancient saying, and I love it. Lead, follow, or get the heck out of the way.
That's it. It's as simple as that. We got it. If we want it, we got to take it. But you're going to wait around until they finally decide that there are certain things that only government can do that you can't, and there's... You know, it's like this. There's a lot of job industries out there that are pretty much almost impossible to get into now because somebody cornered the market on it. Somebody cornered the market on the educational field that teaches people how to do it. So it's expensive, you know. You can't just go to college and get it for free unless you're lucky or you was born with a silver spoon. You gotta pay to go to college. And so instead of teaching people for free how to do that, we got a society in which we charge people enough money that they're in debt forever when they get out of college. And all the other industries such as the fuel industry and electrical industry, there are certain corporations that own and cornered the market on electricity and oil and coal and whatever. Never mind the fact if you find coal in your yard, you might not own the mineral rights, and there may be regulations that say you can't even mine it, even if it's in your own yard. You can't put a solar panel up in your yard. You can't put a wind turbine up in your yard, but yet everybody out there wants to holler about the climate change / global warming / man-made and or a cow farting in the air. If the planet's dying, then fix it. That's all I got to say about that. Any last words before we bail up out of this joint? Nobody?
Well, wait a minute. I'm thinking. Yeah, I want to go back to the pieces of the puzzle. If you have a piece of the puzzle and you're greedy, you're going to die with no money and what the world can use. Now, if you give it freely, when you die, you will live forever. Because people will remember you. It's just that simple.
You need.
I don't have any pieces of the puzzle that I am not willing to share. I have knowledge. I'm not the smartest man on the earth, but I know how to do this. I know how to do that, and that's what I want to do. I want to show people. I want to teach people. I do not believe that ignorance is forever. I believe that lazy people that are ignorant cannot learn because they're too lazy to try. But I do believe that stupid people are extremely smart and they know a lot of things, but they don't want to share. They're stupid.
Well, send that dog on.
Everything, and if they know everything, they can't learn anything, and I'm not willing to talk to them.
Send that dog on cricket to Hollywood because he's singing away.
Yes, he is, and calling in his bait.
All right, we're down to the last few seconds here, Thomas. You got anything?
No. You guys have been talking enough already. I think they already heard enough.
All right.
I get started. I don't know when I'll stop, so.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for the crickets, and thank Raymond and Thomas and everybody. You've been listening to Mad Science. If you want to help us fix the world, spread this stuff around, man. Get everybody talking. Bring them to the table. See, we even let crickets at the microphone, so we will let you to the microphone as long as you want to be kind to the world and respectful to one another and help us resolve the issues that are here. Mad Science. That's it. Peace and love. Take care, buddy. Oh,
crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.